Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and everyone, and welcome tonight. This is Psychic Jethro. I hope you're having a fun time because it's Blog Talk Radio time. We're here at Psychics Gone Wild, and I'm going to bring you a fun show with a lot of things going on. Let's see if we can find that music. We have a lot of friends right now contacting, and the wonderful thing is we have a chat room open. You can chat, but there will be no readings in it. The fun thing is you got to call 773-897-6461. That's 897-6461. Hope you're all having a great time. This is a really good night. So let's just take just a second here and enjoy a little bit of time we have. I have a lot of individuals asking me, how do they get to be on the show? The best way to get to be on Psychics Gone Wild is to go ahead and contact me at jethrosmith.net, and that's the way to get in. We have psychicsgonewild.com, and we do that site. It's a lot of it. But those are the individuals. Those were the heroes. Those were the beginnings of this. These were the people who came in and helped us begin to get all of this show together. And we were always there helping and doing the work. So that's why you have so many individuals who are able to really enjoy this and be part of all of it, is because those individuals came out. Some of you remember our phenomenal guests and listening into the show of who, let's just take a little walk through memory lane. Those of you who loved Psychics Gone Wild and started out with me in 2012, which is when it first hit the airwaves, can remember phenomenal people, some of those individuals. Aurora Rose, there's a name we started out with. We also had back then a lot of individuals who came on and started with us, with Gary Wimmer, who actually went on to become and stay with us through all of it. Gary's our stable person. Everyone knows the lithmology and listen to lithmacy and the fun, phenomenal part of it. You know, going into another situation, we want to thank all of you that are there. We always continually bring this. For any of you guys who do understand, I've been doing this for over 30 years. So what I do is I encourage all of you who are a part of this to go ahead and enjoy you know, the situation that you've got with it, so that you can turn around and enjoy what's out there. So that means you got to listen to the show, take it out, and then share it. It's always in audio, and we always have it in archives. Well, that's what we do at Psychics Gone Wild. Tonight we're talking about relationships, and we're talking about love relationships. For any of you, you know, that are calling in, remember, as I said, you know, there is a really good thing about the phone, and that's how we're going to do it. We'll be a few people that will get readings, and the greater part is we're going to give away some prizes. So if you're calling in and want a reading, you're on the right one, 773-897-6461. As again, I'm Jethro, and for those of you who know about the show, I was a young child who was born with the gift of seeing aura, and then I later went on to pick up and was able to see with the future. So what I do is I am able to sense from your voice, clairaudience, and I can do the phone or radio. I most often like to read for you, and I read in Washington, D.C., in the Arlington, Virginia area, and I also read in Tampa, Florida, at 114 North Dale Mabry, Tampa Highway. It's on the main axis of Kennedy and Tampa. Blue Moon Treasures, a phenomenal store that sells metaphysical stones and items there for you to help you along your path in your life. Those of you who are tuning in, this is going to be a great night on the fact that we're talking about relationships. We're discussing the fact that you as an individual can have a relationship and have your aura, what we like to call, experienced by that relationship. Quite often people know blood, sex, or hair. So if you are a person that is related in blood, your aura will have some of the same similarities of your siblings, parents, children, blood, your line, your lineage, your heritage. This is a great way. Not always, because there are different individuals who have some of the same aura traits, but we're talking about blending. We're talking about those energies that get together and most often become strengthened by each other in association. And this is the excellent part you've got to realize with what we do with this ability. When you're talking with or working with a psychic and you have an individual there and you want to go ahead and have a little bit of time or energy spent with them, you can also feel that energy and relate with it to having that person's energy there. So that is another form of blending. It means you're feeling and sensing the energy. Those of you who can see with the third eye, your sixth chakra, will sense the colors. And tonight, that's what we're going to discuss a little bit before we start into the show. I have a lot of you writing me. The best way to get a reading with me is to go to jethrosmith.net. That's jethrosmith.net and get a booked reading. If you can come on, and like tonight, we enjoy this. This is how you get to meet, and you're going to meet the new psychics that are coming aboard, and I do encourage you to try out their readings. This is what we do as our trade. It's the same thing you do, what you do to make your living. So I am encouraging all of our fans to check out the new people that will be coming aboard here and listening in. They will be guests with me. The format has changed. So what you'll be having is you'll be having me on with other individuals who I have found in my path to be very phenomenal and want to help be successful. And as you've asked of some of you fans, some of our past people, so those of us who know the phenomenal, and I want to take just a second for those of you tuning in. We've got a lot of you guys tuning in, and we are talking about this is the time of the year to vote for your best psychic. We need you to vote, and that's how we do it. You fans and listeners know our phenomenal medium, witch, lovely, delightful friend of ours in California, Patty Negri, has had some things happen, and we need a favor from you this year. If you can just go ahead and go in, you know that you've listened to the show, you can write and say, especially those of you who've had a reading. Patty was, as all of you know, our Friday person is the phenomenal mediumship readings and excellent things. So what we need as a favor is to go in, because you've had the reading over the radio and have listened in, to go to newyorkgate@aol.com is where you need to send that email. That's just as it sounds, newyorkgate@aol.com, and put down Marla, attention Marla, and put your votes in for us. We need the votes here for it, and this is an exchange of energy. Those of you who have gotten readings through here or would like to tonight, I ask you to do that in encouragement for me as Psychic Jethro and as Patty. Put Patty in, you know, Entertainer of the Year. She's known as mediumship, witchcraft, tarot reader, top medium in the world. Just, you know, put in those votes, because there's where what matters and how we get our name out there so other individuals know that we are real. And you, in return for the exchange for this free time and energy, are giving us something of exchange that will help us to continue to do it. I had a lady ask me, what happened to a lot of other psychics of yours? Sometimes what happens is that you guys get the exchange and then we forget. So just asking to please do that, go to newyorkgate@aol.com and put in for all of us. We welcome that. And back to our topic about energies and colors. You're going into the energy. Okay, you're in a relationship. You are in the relationship where it's still at the handheld stage. Maybe there is an occasional kiss and there's an energy. Remember that feeling. Those of you who've been in a relationship, or those of you just starting, it's perfect for all of you calling in about relationships, but I will answer some questions about other things. What is excellent about that is your energy begins to exchange with each other, even before the intimacy of other contact, just the hand energy. Remember, our skin is our number one organ, and our highest sense is our nose. So you're touching, you're sensing, you're vibrating, you're already blending with that other individual. Here's where it gets intriguing. A good exercise to do with this when you first have a relationship, or if you've been in a long-term relationship, is after touching your person or other individual, or having some time close together, just touching, no, you know, nothing else, just maybe handheld, physical touch, hugging, maybe even, like I say, a kiss or two, is to take a few minutes and just feel the energy, close your mind to anything else. Those of you who know what we call a white meditation, that's a white wall, so relax. Breathe in through your nose, put the vibrant energy down through, and feel your body. Feel that light coming in. Very good. Relax. Visualize a white wall. That's why they call it the white, you know, meditation. You're visualizing a white wall. And now visualize that person. the first sensation you get is usually the right answer. Now, there are people who are not very right-sided mind. Right-sided uses a lot of color imagery in that work. Some people use symbols, numbers, and other things for it. What you first sense is what you should look up. So let's go along. You sense and you feel a very red. As I've told you guys in all the shows before, you want to have three reds in your relationship. I speak this. Everyone jokes and knows about me as the love psychic. I love to read. I'm very phenomenal. I have a very high accuracy in reading for relationships, and I'm able to spot positive karma and strong relationships and karma that's maybe not going to withstand the test of time. So we're talking here, you've got the energy, you've got the love there. You're feeling that beautiful red energy. That's the lower chakra. What color of red do you want? You want a specific type of red. You want the fire engine red. Those of you who remember that color. No, you don't want the stop sign red. That's kind of a sheeny red. It's very important. A red apple red, you want the fiery red cherry red. You want the red that reflects the energy, because this means a go-getter in energy. This means the person is grounded to you. If you're sensing light, odd energy, this person's really maybe not that much into your physical, but is after other reasons. Important thing to read when you're a psychic. When you're sitting there before somebody and you're reading the energy, that you ask the person, can I get your name? And you should always get permission to read your client. Do not just scan people. That's a very upsetting thing to do. That's just like someone's reaching in and looking in your business. Then you need to get permission, and you'll hear that tonight. I never do that reading. If someone's telling you they're just getting stuff, then they need to put up some boundaries and work. Their psychic work is wide open, and anything can get in there. There's light and good in all the world, and there's bad. Why would you want to open your mind to all of it? As I was saying here, though, it's getting exciting. I got some of you guys typing in, Jethro, who's going to win the purple pendulum? The person that's going to win it tonight will be the winner I call out here on the show, and there's a lot of you in who've put an answer. What is a pendulum? A pendulum is a psychic tool that you use to do yes and no questions. Those of you know the pendulum goes round is yes, back and forth is no. You sense what the energy is, the pendulum. And yes, those of you correct, there's a lot of you who guessed what it is, but to win the contest, you have to tell me what you would use it for. The best answer of what you would use that pendulum for will be the winner that takes that home today and will get that prize sent to them from Psychics Gone Wild. Love all of you guys. Yes, it's getting exciting. Back to our colors and back to our relationships. Those of you who've tuned in know that we are seeing the red, and you're feeling the red energy. Now, the next chakra that you really want to sense with them is obviously the sacral, the orange chakra. You do want that person to be passionate about you, whether you have a physical relationship or not. You want them to be passionate about what you're doing creatively, putting their energy to what they want with you, to make sure that you are able to get... You also want to be able to sense that feeling of it. So your orange energy, you want to be feeling it like a beautiful, and there's, like I said, just like the traffic light, a beautiful amber, beautiful orange glowing. You don't want to just stretty pumpkin energy, because pumpkin, just orange, means that basically the person is there and they're all about them. They're so strong with their own energy, you may get left on the back burner. Now, I've had people slow into... Or say, yes, I love having that. I love being with someone who's like that. Just saying, you might want to do that. So this is Psychic Jethro. It's like he's gone wild, and I'm just enjoying the class with it. We're talking about relationships and blending. As you become more into the relationship, you'll want those colors to go up into the top. You want to be, obviously, the green chakra. As I said, it's the three stop sign colors of a stoplight. Green, you want the emerald. If the person is lime green, they may be jealous and insecure and not able to withstand or having another relationship. If they're too dark and a very Kelly green or a forest green, they may not be able to cope with a relationship and may push you away because they feel more content being by themselves. So here's a little bit of lessons. Here's some fun we go. And let's give a few minutes. Now, we are on a small show and we are testing this. I do ask you guys to realize that you will only get so many minutes, 4 to 5, with a one-question answer for free from me. To be fair to everyone, those who call in do realize that. And I welcome you if you need more of a reading to call a show that will give you more. I'm able to give you that. And I've got so many callers and so many fans. I want to help you guys. Thank you guys that have called in, all my friends and regular clients. We always tease you. You get first presents because you're my family. You're the reason that I do this. I help you. You've had your children call in. Remember, NewYorkGayTodayWell.com. Put in, you guys, a favor for me. For you always put in for Psychic Jethro. Put in for Uriel Riley. That's U-R-I-E-L. And his last name is Riley, R-I-L-E-Y. His working with me as a light worker is the reason you have me back here. He has been working with me intensively 2 times a week with energies to make sure that I'm able to be healthy. So in respect of my healer, put in his light healer, light worker, healer, holistic. Once again, Uriel Riley. He's also a spiritual teacher and has been helping people duplicate this light work. You're going to be hearing a lot about him in the next couple of months on Psyche's Gone Wild. Going ahead, we're going to grab this phone. I've got people write, Jethro, I can't understand a word of what's happened about relationship. My husband loves me, but every time we get together, he ends up telling me that I'm all pink. Is this a good thing? Yes, pink is good. Pink is unconditional love, and that is your sensitivity. If your husband's sensing pink, it also means that maybe he needs a little nutrient right now. Maybe giving him the bubble bath, letting him take the time to enjoy himself, and you taking the lead of you make a little of the decisions. This is what we're going to go eat tonight. This is what we're going to go do. It tells me that he's been handling that, and when he gets to you, he's sensing that he needs a little bit of motherly. Tell me how that works, and I will get with you very soon. I love all you guys, and let's grab that phone. 336, can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, hi, how are you?
Wonderful. This is Psychic Jethro, and you are?
Selena.
Welcome, Selena. You got in on Psychic's Gone Wild. We have like over 380-some calls. Everything's calling in, and you got in. Would you like a little bit of a reading? I feel like you have a very intense question.
I do. It wasn't about love for relationships. Do you answer if it's like about like finances? Is that okay to ask about that?
Of course. I've been reading since I was a child. I'm very accurate. Yeah. Anything. We brought that topic in. We like to have a topic because unfairly, you just don't want to hear everybody's readings. That's like gossip. We want to give you a topic. Can you say your name? And then I feel there's an energy happening with you in the finances. You're making a decision here.
Yes. My name is Selena. And then what was your other question about finances? Yeah, there are a lot of big decisions I've been trying to make with that area.
I feel like the energy is also going into another situation that's even handling out for you, that it looks like you're becoming more stronger and more work with. They're telling me there's another situation that is there, and that's why I got your permission from your guys that you're doing some things that are going to be even more financially better for you, but I feel like you're not done. Like, you still haven't found the right answer. So that's what they're telling me. They said that you're still working on handling that and making sure that your life has got another alternative is what I'm feeling. I feel like you're looking at alternatives, and I feel like it's been very financially tense for a while.
Yeah, it's been ridiculously stressful, and I'm just feeling like I keep getting hit, and I would like to deal with, I'm in the job now, at least I'm making money, but I'm trying to find something that I'm making more money and in a better place. But it's just, I made a huge move without a job first, and so there's just been a lot of stress, and so I'm just ready for some relief. So.
I feel it, and I feel it is there, and I feel that I'm on it. I'm feeling the energy, and I'm correct in what I'm feeling with them, because they're telling me that you will be getting a good elective there of something that's going to come through, and it's just been, it was like the money will come back in the fact that you'll be able to have it there, but it's just been, I feel like the place you're at has got some other things too that are not exactly able to feel with you or be with the energy and be able to really respond to you in a way that that it's just, it seems like the money just keeps going and there's nothing coming in is what I'm seeing.
Yeah, it really comes in and it goes out. Like, I'm not able to save or do other things. I just kind of, and that bothers me. I like to be able to have that extra, you know, it's not smart, in my opinion, not to. So I just feel like I'm not retaining anything, and it's just been stressful, so.
I feel it, and I'm glad that you called, because they're telling me it's going to level out. I do see you working with some of our things. Now, we are metaphysical, and I was saying that earlier. Citrine is a stone that helps with a business merchant. It's very good for things. I feel that it would be good for you to put with some of your stuff. And I feel that you are writing down and looking at your budget isn't the answer. It's looking at where you are. And I do feel that's what they said. Something's going to come along. I feel that you're going to have a better situation. I feel like where you're at working right now is what you've got, but something better is going to come in with a little more better income. And I feel like as you're cutting, you look like, I feel like you're still looking at and handling. It's just, it feels like where you are. I just feel that very strong. The guides are telling me that no matter how you look at it and no matter what you say, that you're going to be able to, handle that relationship of money. And again, here's what we talk about, and I can relate with it, is I feel like you and your finances has, it's like there's something that's causing odd energy for this for you more than just the job. I feel like that you have, the move got you into a situation where the economy, and then I feel like it just feels like you're the only one that's bringing in the income, or the income's not enough to really make where you are. So I see you going elsewhere for success. I feel like that now's the time in November to make sure, because, people very seldom, unless they're hiring for extra help, do they really do the holidays. I feel like that what you're doing is there's got to be something that's more of a stronger positive for you. Does that make sense?
It does, and I'm really glad you mentioned all that, because it gives me another perspective and not feeling like this is all my fault, you know?
No, you're a good person, and your angel's telling me that that's what's got you. Is your, we call it job, just over broke, and it's like your job is what's doing it, just over broke, and it's like you're not. I feel like there's some other potential. I feel like you also have got to do that, not only love and like yourself, but feel that energy there, and I'm being told that there's something going on a little bit with your chakras. Now, do you meditate or do prayer?
I do some, I do some, but my meditation is, I need to be more consistent, but I've been trying to become more at peace and just surrender it to divine order, because I couldn't do it without them.
Oh, exactly. And remember, now you're ordering just like you would in a restaurant from the highest cook and the king, the Lord Almighty. When you're taking that energy and you're sending that energy, you're saying, here, thou shall bring me, and know like you know, a job that are. Now, in Matthew, you ask and you shall receive is exactly what we're talking. You're putting out that intent, and you're putting out that strength of ask and you shall receive, and it is mine. I'm the manifesting king of that, because what I've done is I sat down, I know like I know, and then I speak with the angels as friends. You ask Archangel Uriel, Uriel, who knowledge and keeper of the Cosmic records, look in the records and see what is holding me back. Any obstacles removed from the Cosmic records, so I may live in the grace and the light of my guides and love. Because, we all know that the higher power wants us in his likeness to be loved and liked and receive the blessings. And once you get that, then the left side will come in and things will go this, and you go, remove them. I accept any and all means of the blessing. You see? Because that's what's happening. You're so blessed, and I can feel it, and we just need to break it. I accept all of it. So, and I've had to do that, and I went to work, and people were odd, and I went, okay. And then someone came in and offered me another position. They're like, they're hiring down the street. I had a lady tell me, she goes, you're just a phenomenal worker. And I go, thank you. And she goes, if you ever need a job, I'm not trying to steal their help, but you just seem really good. I went back, and the boss told me, they said, you're really good, but you are low seniority, so we're going to be cutting your hours. So I took this card of hers, I went over, and I became her food service manager. I loved the job, and she was the best boss I ever had. So do you see how the angels work? Just turn it over, like you said, but also feel and know. And just know it. You get up and you smile in the mirror and you say, thank you for the blessings that you are giving me today. And thank you for the financial. Visualize it. And accepting all means. I had a lady laugh. She goes, Jethro, you love the coupons. I go, I got a $100 credit today from my phone company. I got a thing over here that was a blessing for me to keep going. Those are all accepting all means. Most people think, okay, I got to get it in the check. I got to get the bonus. I got to get the raise. Yeah, those are nice. But that free pie at that restaurant, that person over here that hands you this, that blessing of someone that gives you free furniture, it's as my grandma used to say, it's money in the bank.
That's so true. That's so true. I'm so glad that I called. That definitely puts a lot of things into perspective for me.
Very good. And if you will send me on there, you're one of our winners tonight. We're doing a contest in Facebook. If you ever get a chance at Psychic Jethro, we're under True Psychics. You can join there if you haven't already joined me on Facebook. But you, as a caller that called in tonight and starting out our new year with our new psychics, you've also won a very beautiful Jade Cross necklace that I will send to you. All I have to have is you write me privately because we don't share any of this. If you will share to me at jethrosmith.net, your telephone number, because I do have that to know that you're verified as the winner and that you are the winner, I will send you that jade necklace. You'll get it in about a week because the mail's slow in Tampa, and you've got a little jade necklace you can wear, and tell them that you called in and talked to Psychic Jethro.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And blessings and have a good day. Those of you tuning in, jade is a beautiful stone that works with money. So our lovely Selena is going to be wearing that around and hopefully telling everybody Psychic's Gone Wild is wild. We love all of you guys. Tonight is a little bit of a show that we were doing just to do this. So, those of you know, we're expecting to do the hour. I need you to do me this favor. I need you to do the voting, do the things, and talk with me. Get a hold of me. Let me know if this is the kind of show you want. We have a lot of fans asking and who you want back. Let's talk about from the first of 2012, Dina Flanagan. Oh my gosh, psychic healer, person of the phenomenal. Everyone knows our psychic medium. Vote for Dina Flanagan. If you haven't voted yet, NewYorkGate@AOL.com. I need you to do it. They need you to do it. It shows people we're real. We're going to grab those phones. We got one for a little slide in quickie. Hey, 856, I've only got a few minutes. They're not giving me my full time tonight because I've been away on vacation. 856, this is Jethro. How are you?
Hey, Jethro, this is Laura in New Jersey. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura. I love it. We just got a few minutes. I feel like little kids. We're sneaking out. We're on the limb here, and you got in. I love it. Laura, I could feel energy, and thank you for calling. You guys are my family and friends. I just missed the class and the students and the psychic readings. Laura, I'm picking up energy around you that you need to know where you stand. I feel like something's happening that's got you a little unsettled.
Yeah, well, they're letting people go at work, permanent people. I'm a contractor, and I'd like to know if I'm going to be there for the full length of the contract, or should I look for something else?
Oh, that's what I'm seeing. I'm on it. I felt that when I picked up the phone, and people are like, whoa, it's just, I feel this when I got, I don't think I've read for you maybe on the radio, but I'm feeling with you, what I'm feeling with the energy I want to make sure, and I was talking about is the aura energy. It's very shaky, and I do feel that you're going to be able to hang on until something better, but I feel like you're looking at something else. I feel like eventually you're going to beat it to them. I think that you're going to be not one of the last ones to get let go, but I feel that that's what's happening, and I'm so sorry. This is what we were just talking about earlier, the financial, the citrine. And I feel like you need a little hematite. It's a very positive stone. It reflects the energy. And also, I feel like you're going to find another. I feel like there's somewhere else that would be better, but it's just your contract worker or something. Something at work right now, it's just not easy to get the kind of job you're looking for, correct?
Yeah, it's just somebody called me about another contract. But I'm supposed to be on this one for a year, but things are shaking up at work. They're letting all these permanent people go, so I'm just wondering how much longer it will be before the contractors are still in place and we're let go.
That's what I'm feeling, Laura. I feel like you'll get to play out your contract, but I think you should keep your other options open because there is some oddness there. Just here quickly, I apologize, you're going to let us go here within a minute, so I got to go. But what I would do, Laura, is I would check it out. I would, and if you get a chance, catch one of us, like me or Dina, and do an email reading. They're only like, we do them very low, and then you can read it when at your own time, because I would want to see your aura, because then we can pick up dates and time. But I do feel it around you. I also feel like you're a very hard person, and I feel this is unfair. So that's very unfair. I feel like that what they're doing is very unfair there. To be very specific in time energy, I'm very accurate. I would want to, being a certified, I'd want to look at a picture and see that. So, that's what I'm saying. I hang in there, but keep checking because I feel it's going to be I feel within 6 months, I feel like there's going to be a shift for you there.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jethro.
Thank you, and I want to thank all of you guys that are calling in. This is Psychic's Gone Wild. We've had just a taste of what we do. Come back. got all new people. I know you guys want to help me, and I want to help them, and we're going to be doing readings again. I'm all still here. Friends that were asking me, what you doing? I read 5 to 7 people every day here in Tampa. Psychic's Gone Wild is still as out there. We're still alive and well and doing. We're just looking at getting new individuals, and we want new and improved. Put in those people. I had some people write and be. I've heard about an Andrea. I want to get her on here. Where is that Andrea from Florida? What about this Tim Nutson from Chicago? I want to have special guests and friends and do that. That's what we are. We're the starters. You guys are the ones that do it. Love you guys. See you out there. Remember, stay wild. It's the way to be. Oh, our winner is Michelle Cisneros. You are the winner of the pendulum. Michelle Cisneros.